Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here tonight. Good to be with you. It is Thursday night. Yes, it is. And, what's happening here? Okay. All right, we're here and good to be with you tonight. We are no video tonight, no live feed video. I had ordered a couple of different little parts I needed to make it all kind of connect together, and it didn't come in, so got delayed a little bit, so I delayed tonight. All right, y'all, thank you for being with us, and hang on a second, I'll get ready here. All right. What a great night already. Thank you for being here. We are here to, pray for people, minister to people. We're in the prophetic realm, so we prophesy and we get prophetic words, information from the Lord. And we give that out to feed you what I think we need, what God thinks we need. Yeah, and kind of all mixed together. Pretty cool. So thank you for that. And tonight is offering night, so if you want to give tonight, we can help you with that. If you want to do that, we can gladly send you info to do it. Most everything works by phone number. The Cash App works by phone number. The Zelle, which is the banking system, works through the phone number. And Venmo, if you like Venmo. Most people don't like Venmo, I don't know why, but and that phone number is 214-505-8719. All right, 214-505-8719 is the number that you get into Cash App. If you want to give them Cash App or Venmo or Zelle. All right, and then also there is our app. We have our app. If you'd like to get our app, you can go to your store on your phone and look for PGN or look for really for Randy Chandler. And the PGN app will show up. It's kind of bluish with a red ring around it with PGN written in the middle of it, Prophetic Grace Network. You can get that on the app. And you can give through there and watch the show through there. We're doing everything, so it's happening little by little. All right. Also, you can get the PayPal link. We'll get you the PayPal link. All you do is just text me at same number, 214-505-8719. Text me and say, I'd like the PayPal link, and I'll send it to you, and you can give if you'd like. That would be awesome. All right, so that's kind of what's up tonight. Hope you guys are doing good tonight. We are ready to pray and believe God for whatever you need tonight, the Lord is our provider, and so what we're believing God for is to provide for us, right? And, so he provides all kinds of ways. And so we're going to make sure that we do our part in that and being providing his word, providing comfort, providing, wisdom, whatever God will give us, we'll be glad to have it, right? Pass it on to you. Nothing is everything free. If you want to give, you give. If you don't want to give, it's up to you and God. So, but we believe God will bless you. And very good stuff going on in the world. A lot of crazy stuff going on, too. A lot of good things going on. I'm watching the Lord do some awesome things with the PGN and things we've talked about. Really cool. Our studio's coming around. I had everything really ready to go and ordered a part, and it was one of those parts that kind of connects the computers to the system, a little box and a cable. And of all things, it got delayed. It was amazing. I'm not sure what went on with that, but came in late, and I haven't even had a chance to put it together because it came in today late. So today's the day we do the show, and I didn't get a chance to play with it and work it and practice on it, so I was afraid to try it, because I might mess it up. But no big deal, right? We're going to be fine. So but we're preparing to do more video. I've set this little room here to do make video out of it. You know, a place, a studio for live feed video, and to get reports on what God's doing, what he's saying. So that's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm talking about, what I believe the Lord is telling us to do right now, and we're very thankful for that. Really, my organized skills are just really taking off. I've never really had those before. I mean, I've had them, but they're really hard to tap into, right? And things are just really... almost, it's wonderful. It's the most wonderful thing. It's just so un-me that it's kind of scary in a way. Honestly, it's kind of scary in a way. I'm like, what is going on? I'm getting more organized and more intelligent in some ways. You know, you think getting older, you'd get less, but maybe, I don't know, maybe we're going to increase a lot more. That's what it looks like. And that's what's happening over my way. What's happening your way? So we want to find out, want to know what's happening your way. Let us know. It's one of the things that you can do is communicate with us through text if you'd like to do that. And I do texting better than phone call. I do phone call. That's what this is. This is a phone call. So, and we talk to people, and you know, we listen and we talk and we discuss things that we don't agree on and that we do agree on, and have a lot of fun, and just it's just really cool, I think, what God's doing. And I kind of like it because we're, growing in different ways. Really, really, really cool. All right, so if you want to give tonight, again, you can do through Cash App. You can give through Zelle, all through a phone number. You can give through Venmo. You can also give... through our app that we have. We have a PGN app. Search Randy Chenna on your app store in your phone. You'll find it. And download that, and you can catch us from there. You can give on there if you'd like. Also, you can give through PayPal, and if you don't have that link, or maybe it doesn't work anymore, whatever, send me a little shout by 214-505-8719, and I'll send it to you. All right? All right, cool. Okay. What are we going to report on tonight? I feel like we're reporters on a news show or something, lately. That's what it feels like. I'm like, we're just doing report. We're reporting. Maybe that's what prophets are these days, is reporters, right? We talk to the president and we say what he's saying, and if you say anything else, you get in trouble, right? Yeah. He doesn't like it when we don't do what he does. Got to do what he does. All right, here, I want to do this for a second. That's some cool information I want to share with you if I can. Minute, I'll be right there. All right. Yeah, one thing I want to talk about tonight is, what hinders our blessings from coming to us. If you kind of know the general principle of giving your life away, giving however God tells you to give your time, your money, whatever God tells you to give. There's some holy things that we give, and giving our tithe to God whether it's the church that you go to, maybe you go to the church locally in your town, whatever it is. However, I believe that, you know, the tithe goes to those who feed you and minister to you what you need. So wherever you get that, that's where I think the tithe goes. The tithe is holy. It's a holy 10%. Tithe means 10th. And that goes to, you know, not just to a church building, but it goes to the disciple ministry ministers, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, whatever you're sitting under. Those are the ones that qualify for that to be, because they're truly called priests unto the Lord. They are holy and set apart unto the Lord, and it's a holy thing to be a servant of God. And you can't just do whatever you want, right? It's a whole different realm. So, okay. All right. Awesome. People send me a text about how God's blessed them. It's really good. It's really cool. God is so good, and we are learning about, you know, when we're in a wilderness situation, how God is going to take care of us. And I think we need to prep people for that, because that's where we're headed. It's coming quickly. You can see it all around you. If you don't know it by now, but Oklahoma just passed the law that they followed after Texas on doing gold bullion. In other words, have a debit card. You're going to have to approve the debit card, which means Texas is going to have it approved too here in November. Also, right before the election. I don't know what that means, but I'm asking God. You know, if this all pans out, like it's going to be amazing. So, but the debit card passed, and so the states are getting excited about it. They've got it really worked out. People are trying to make it real complicated, but it's not really complicated. It's really simple, and a lot simpler than we want to make. So we're going to have a debit card backed by gold and silver, which is not going to be the flailing, falling dollar of the American dollar. It's going to be sad to see it go. You know, it's been great. Not that I've ever had a lot of it, but it's been really nice to, have the dollar. The dollar's been sweet. It's been an American thing. But America is going to become weak. Not evil, not bad, not dirt poor. Has nothing to do with that. Actually, it's becoming weak. And so people don't want to hear that, of course. Who wants to hear that, you know? Oh, now your family line is going to become weak. It doesn't mean you're going to – it's not about going to hell and being a bad nation. It's just that we're going to be not the nation that we are today. You know, the wealthiest and in that sense and the most powerful nation in the world, I think at this point maybe – we're getting some real competition, by the way. But we're going to become weak. And weak people, when you say weak, people think, oh, my God, we're going to be like a third world country. We're going to be having soup lines, and that's all it's going to be. And that's a lie, too. We already have soup lines, basically, going on. Anyway, we have poor, we have needy people. But America's just going to be weaker, not dead. Weaker means not the strongest. Doesn't mean the weakest. Right? People love to exaggerate. When you contradict their doctrine or when you contradict their belief system, then they take what you believe and add it to things and make it look like it's the worst thing that could ever be. But that's not what's going to happen. You know, it's going to be weak. It's not going to be the strongest. Right now, we're the strongest nation in the globe, as far as we know. I mean, that's what it's been. It's been a great nation. It's been great. But it's becoming weak. Our president is a sign of that. And, probably a fine man in many ways. I really don't know him personally, but, he's a Democrat. I don't know what all he believes exactly, but they approve abortion in the sickest ways you can do it. It's really sad about that. So anyway, that's really sad, and that is going to a lot of those things have opened up the door for America to fall. In other words, when God's not blessing something anymore, it's not necessarily just because we're sinners, so to speak. It's because you know, it's especially right now in the time it's going, it's time for things to move along. And in order for that to happen, America has to become weak. You know, one of the people that I don't agree on the rapture theory at all, but Hal Lindsey, we're opposites. He is a pre-trib rapture fanatic. Or used to be. He's kind of melted off now. But I mean, you know, I listen to the guy every week. It just kind of tells you that I can watch pre-trib people who don't believe anything like I do about that, right? But I listen to other things they say. And, you know, you hear the truth in what they say. And he was one of the first ones that brought out that America was going to become weak. And, you know, here he has become, Hal Lindsey's become weak. He's not even really doing any live shows anymore, or any, you know, new shows anymore, because he's, you know, gotten old and frail. You know, I don't know exactly how he's doing, but he's the one who started talking about this. And, you know, if I didn't believe, I don't believe in his pre-trib at all. Y'all know how I feel about that. I'm definitely against that. Things he would teach on and say were just, I thought were really awesome. And I tested them out, a lot of them, and, you know, it's pretty good stuff. And so America, he said, he was one of the first ones that America was going to become weak. And so that's what's happening right now. So he was really right on about that. And that it's going to open up the door. America has to become weak in order for the Antichrist system to come forth. And with Donald Trump being president, we talked on the show the other night, that's not going to happen. You know, he's going to, you know, undermine everything that God is allowing to happen to the U.S. to become weak. You know, he's going to reverse that. He already did. He did a great job, by the way. He showed that it could be done, right? The big thing about Donald Trump is that he showed that it could be done easily. And not that it was that easy, because he did a great job. But at the same time, he showed that if you know how to do it, it's not that hard to make America great again. Right? And so so he did that. And when Obama was in, America started becoming weak. That's what happened. And he started, you know, doing some things that were, you know, very questionable as to whose side he was on. And that was part of God, you know, rattling the cages a little bit, giving a little bit of like 8 years of, you know, rattling people's cage about, you know, whose side is he really on, you know, and all that. And it kind of was the opening of the door. He was not the only door opening. A lot of presidents down the line opened it up little by little. He was a major component in allowing things to happen that was showing that the other presidents already before him had opened up that door to a certain degree. Now he's opening it up wide without any conscience about it. Yeah. Yes. Hal Lindsey. What about him? Did he die? Deborah sent me something. Hal Lindsey, Harold Lee Lindsey, November 23rd, 1984. Yeah. Ryder Vance. Yeah. I used to watch him on. Thank you, Deborah, for that. I used to watch him. Julie loved Hal Lindsey. I wasn't necessarily a Hal Lindsey person until I started hanging around her. And every Sunday, man, if you didn't watch Hal Lindsey, you didn't belong in the living room. Basically, that's about what it was like, you know. Not bad, but you know what I mean, I'm just saying. And so he was, in fact, he was the first person I ever heard say that the Rothschilds, he thought the Rothschild was going to be the Antichrist. He didn't know which one. He didn't say it was Nathaniel, but he said it was going to be the Rothschilds. That's what he thought. And at that time, I knew who the Antichrist was going to be, you know. I'd known for a few years. And I told Julie, I said, look, he's got that right on. That dude's got some right on stuff. You know, he's got some really wrong stuff, but he has some great stuff too. And so I learned to listen to him every week, and he had great teacher, great foundational teachings on a lot of things. So really, really cool. He's 94 years old. Thank you, Deborah, for that. Born in 1929. Oh, my gosh, that's when the market crashed. Y'all know that, right? That's when the market – Deborah sent that to me. That he's born November 23rd. Oh, wow. Age 94, 1929, Houston, Texas. Been on TV. He's been on TV for many years. He's on TBN and then Daystar and, you know, a really big, he's had a lot of books. A lot of people read him. He made a lot of money off books. Okay, and he's still living. Okay, I didn't know if he was or not. I hadn't heard he had died, but His show still goes on, but he doesn't do new shows. It's the old shows that he did years ago. Okay, so that's very interesting talk. I like that. Okay, hang on a second. Yeah. Well, I got sidetracked with that. Y'all are messing me up. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so he's still alive. Awesome. Thank you for that. So, yeah, we are, you know, talking about, you know, I can watch people who believe the opposite of what I believe. It doesn't offend me at all. I don't get offended, you know, at all. So I got over that a long time ago, and that's why I just kept my mouth shut. Most people didn't know what I believe. I used to talk about it all the time years ago and offended a lot of people. And, you know, the Lord said, just keep your mouth shut about that for now. So I did for years, kept my mouth shut. Until about 3 years ago. And so then I started, you know, God says it's now time because it's now going to happen. The time is now. The pre-tribulation rapture is not going to happen. So now you can talk about it. It's actually time for it to not happen, you know, and the opposite is going to happen. So it's going to be really amazing. Anyway, I'm going to get past this. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. So anyway, we are, really into that stuff. Anyway, so what's happening is that we are, yeah, America is no longer receiving blessing. Yeah, I was trying to think if I want to go into that more. I really don't know what I want to do with that right now. But it's kind of what's happening. You can see it. It's written on the wall, so to speak. I mean, with our president. Now they're questioning whether he's going to, you know, make it to the run, you know, for re-election or not. So far, he is. He's getting states. He's won a couple of 2-3 states, maybe more than that, I don't know. But so I don't know. I don't have a word about what's going to happen as far as him or anybody else. But I do know that the job that Barack Obama started for 8 years was a thing that God was doing. And then, of course, he injected Donald Trump in it and Donald Trump tried to reverse it and was doing a great job of reversing what, you know, the other presidents had done, not just Barack Obama, but others. Some of the most deceiving people were the ones who were acting like they were on our side. Well, they are on our side, but in the wrong way, right? They were on our side, but in the wrong way. And so all those other presidents, you know, way back, I mean, you know, you can't just pointed at one person. Barack Obama was the one that it really manifested through, and that he just boldly, you know, let the Muslim take over Egypt. And I kept up with all that. Now, I'm not just talking, kept with all this and had information about it, you know, from the Lord too. And so I'm not just blowing smoke. I'm not blowing bad smoke about Barack Obama. He's a fine man. And himself, but he was, his belief system kind of opened up the door a little bit more, and then you know the dream I had about him, right? Where I was in a political meeting. This is right when he got reelected. I think when he got reelected the second, you know, for a second term. And I'm, you know, in the dream, I'm at a political meeting with him, and he doesn't say anything to me, but he just hands me this long neck beer bottle. And he, on the beer bottle, the label said, no do-overs. That's exactly what it said, no do-overs. You can't make this stuff up, right? No do-overs. And so what he was doing was, to me, I see this, because I'm the one that got it, right? I see that as, you know, there's not going to be any do-overs, meaning that when Donald Trump comes in, they're going to stop it. And that's the way I see it. They're going to stop it. They stopped him from turning America around from the pattern of what many American presidents turned us toward, right? Many of them. And of course, Joe Biden is the same thing. He's the same person. He's the same belief system. They're all in it together, and they really think they're doing God a favor, and they're really not. They're going to destroy, you know, they're really opening up the door for Christ to come back. So in that sense, we ought to be patting them on the back and send them a $5 offering or something. Say, thank you. You know, even though America's going down, thank you for Jesus is coming back sooner. And then he's going to slay all those people that are against him. I really don't believe they know what they're doing. I've said that many times about Barack Obama, and same thing with, you know, our president now, Joseph Biden. I don't really believe they understand what they're doing. It's all deception. It's all deception. Just like the economy situation right now, it's all deception. And they're getting ready to merge it all, getting ready to merge it all. It's not going to be, the market is not going to go down with a human, with a normal crash. It's going to be a merger. They're going to save the world. This is the way they're looking at it. They're saving the world through merging the financial markets. That way, you know, global merging, I should say, and I make that clear, global merging. And Joe Biden is, you know, going to do that if he hadn't already done it, you know. So that's what's happening. And, you know, he talked to Chinese emperor, what do they call it, the president, Xi. And I really believe that part of their conversation was that they are, you know, working on this currency. That's what they're working on. They're working on currency. And I think that if anything went on behind closed doors, which I believe it did with his, with, you know, Biden's people and Biden, that was going on behind closed doors. Because as Monica Crowley said, a Fox News person who came about 2 days, 2 or 3 or 4 days maybe, after we gave the word about central bank currency and then just the merger being about it, our economy turning to a currency instead of a dollar and it changing to the dollar, from the dollar to the a digital currency, everything's going to be a software. Your money's going to be turned into software. And that's what Monica Crowley said, which I think is, that was a good way to say it. We're going to do a show with her, not that she's going to be on the show with me, but we're going to have that video on. I'm doing a show about it here soon. That's why I'm so excited about doing the video this week, because I wanted to, I don't know if I'd been prepared for that, but I'm trying to work the video thing where we can, you know, actually watch, you know, it on video in the studio, a PGN studio, and kind of get an overall picture of where we're going so people can see it. I'm working on all kinds of things, so pray for me as I'm purchasing all kinds of pictures and different things. I bought from this company for years, and I'm trying to find everything from them. Then it's not copyrighted, and you have to be really careful with all that. So that's what's happening, and we are, Monica Crowley came on 2 or 3 days after we gave. We talked on a Thursday night. I think it was a Thursday night. Glenn was on with us, and others were on commenting, and we were talking about how that the merger is the crash. That is the crash. So how can a crash be a merger? A merger, a global merger, because what happens is they're crashing the dollar. The dollar is being crashed, okay? That's what's happening. They're crashing the dollar, and they're going to a currency. It's really a great idea. I mean, it's an awesome idea. But the problem is, it's not going to be backed by anything. It's just software. You know, but having digital currency in a sense would sound like a really great idea, because gold, you have to, you know, put it in vaults and watch over it, doesn't get stolen and different things. But it's the way. Gold and silver is the way. It's the way Israel did it. And so I think that's the best. But so, you know, making transactions over, you know, the internet and your money being digital, I don't really see this being a bad thing. The problem is that the people who are going to control it are going to take control of us and make us bow to their will, what they want. And that is going to be evil, totally evil through and through. And they don't know it. They think they're saving the globe, but they're not. But what's happening is that the crash that God showed me is now I'm understanding it as, because he kept telling me it's a man-made crash, not a natural crash. How it happens exactly, whether they start moving the market starts going down some, and all the threats are out there because it's man-made, right? It's going to be man-made. They're going to be working it. I don't know if they're going to work some fear into it before they do it, Exactly. But when the Gaza war started is when they all agreed that this is now the event that we needed to do this. They're going to use the Gaza event on October the 7th, that happened the war, to be the event that is going to open the door for them to do a world, one world government merger with currency that is digital. And that way they can control it. And in their eyes, they're looking at it as, we're going to keep you safe. People aren't, you don't have to worry about keeping your, you know, your keeping up your money, losing your dollar bills, getting them stolen from you. You know, of course, software can be stolen too, right? But don't worry, we're going to be really safe. Anyway, so, but it's all, you know, it's really a good idea in many ways. It's just that the wrong people are going to be doing it. And if Jesus was doing it, I don't know how Jesus is going to do it exactly. Probably gold and silver, back debit card. That's what I'm thinking. But I don't know that. But it's amazing that that word is coming to pass. Oklahoma did pass the law. I've read it. And this is not a farce like the first one was. Texas, that I talked to the Texas people, and they said they hadn't passed yet. So I went, oh, God. So, but Oklahoma did do it, and debit card is in there. And so now they're saying that Texas will have it done also in the about November, about the same time that Oklahoma's doing this. But what happened, I think what happened was they needed more than just Texas to do it. They needed more than just Texas to do it. They needed unity among some other states. So now we have that, and so they just went ahead and, you know, the new currency that we're heading toward with gold and silver, that is the right one, not the digital currency, but the gold and silver backed debit card is the thing. We prophesied about this, you know, a couple of years before it ever even was said anything about it. And so what I'd like to know is that, did they talk about all this? And I was getting it as a prophet, hearing what was going on in their bedchambers. You know what I'm saying? If God was showing me in the bed changes, because I go places in the spirit, and God shows me things, and I hear it in my spirit, and I know in my spirit, but I don't always understand it, you know, but it's so secretive, you know. But I give it right here on PGN, and so to document it, and that's why the Lord loves PGN, because we document for him. We are his documenters. Yeah, that's what we are. So that's what's happening, and okay, we're going to take communion tonight. Get ready for that. Like I said, there's no video tonight because I ordered a part that I needed to kind of connect all the computers to the screen and to the whole thing. It kind of connected all of everything together, and it got delayed. Yeah, and so I just got it. I got it in. I got it in today, but it takes a few days to, like, put it together and then learn to use it. So I didn't have time, so that's what happened to me. Letting people know as people come on the show, so what's happening with that. So we will take communion tonight. No blood on the doorpost tonight. We will be taking communion here in just a little bit. So get ready for that. Let me see what else I want to dive into about all that. Let's go here. All right. One other thing I want to talk about real quick is about our prayers and hindering our blessings is creating an atmosphere that opens the door for your blessings to come to you, and that is really the attitude of thanksgiving, the spirit of thanksgiving, being thankful. The reason Israel went in circles and the reason we go in circles around the mountain over and over again is because we become ungrateful and unthankful, right? I've done it. We've all done it. And complain and whine and stuff, and God blesses us, and then we just, like, we think the complaining thing is what made him do it, you know? We don't realize that it's... But when you create an atmosphere of thanksgiving, you can't see it around you, but it creates an atmosphere around you that allows the Lord to break through and connect you to your blessing. In other words, when you have anxiety, and you maybe hatred or fear or anxiety, whatever it is, you know, be anxious for nothing, the Bible says. Why does it say that? Because be anxious for nothing means that we're creating an environment that's conducive to receiving from God, right? And so when you receive from God, it's because that's why Jesus would always, when he multiplied things, what did he do? We're going to talk about this tonight, the communion. He lifted the bread up, he blessed it and broke it, because he gave thanks to God. He said, thank you, God. He lifted up the bread, he gave thanks, and then he broke it and you know, handed it out. So he understood that, you know, believe it or not, the atmosphere around you, not just in your brain, of course, that's important too, but in your heart, and the atmosphere, if you could see a beam of light around you when you're in Thanksgiving, maybe about 3 foot diameter around you, right? Let's just picture this like this. You're in Thanksgiving, you're truly thankful, you're not being anxious for anything, but in everything, in prayer and Thanksgiving. When Jesus lifted up the bread, which he didn't have enough to feed the people, right? He didn't have enough. So he lifted it up to the one who was more than enough, and he said, God, I give you glory. I thank you for this. He blessed it, and then he broke it and gave it out. And then it increased. This is, if you could picture yourself in an attitude of thanksgiving like Jesus had, you can picture, let's just picture a 3 foot around you, all around you, an atmosphere or a light or something, all around, of light, a beam of light around you when you're in Thanksgiving. And that beam of light allows God to draw things that are from the light into your life, because God is light, right? And so when there's light, it draws, just like lights can draw bugs, you know, when you have them on, you know, it's funny, have those bug zappers. But when you have light on, it draws things. It draws the blessing. But when you are in unthankfulness, like the children of Israel were, and you're complaining all the time, there's just picture an atmosphere, a 3 foot diameter atmosphere all around you from head to toe, it's darkness. So that blessing can't break through that darkness, because, you know, so that's why Jesus understood being thankful and grateful, because it created this glory atmosphere around him to where things could be blessed, things could be increased, things could be multiplied, not stolen and robbed and negative and taken away from you, but added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Righteousness is another thing of light. The righteousness of God that you're walking in is all around you, and it is like a light that surrounds you in like a 3 foot diameter. And all those things are added to you. Why? Because you got that light of righteousness, not the darkness of unrighteousness. You know, I'm talking about, you can have light inside of you. When you're born again, you always have light. But you can cover that light up. You know, how do you cover the light? Being unthankful, right? God knows I have to work on this myself. You know, I start, you know, finding myself getting a little whiny about this and that. What am I doing? I'm creating, you know, anxiety is an atmosphere of darkness when you think about it. Think about anxiety and how you feel when you got anxiety on you. What do you feel? You feel darkness around you. Well, that's because that really is what's happening. And darkness, you know, until you start crying out to God, who is light, and your mouth starts saying, God, save me out of this darkness. You know, you're in darkness, and you can't even, the light doesn't even, it doesn't come near you until you say, God, save me from this. And then he does. Because it's dark. In the darkness, you can't see. In the light, righteousness or thankfulness or gratitude causes your mind and your brain to literally come alive with light. You know, and faith with works. It's the same thing. Faith with works is another thing that creates an atmosphere of light around you, because, you know, faith without works is dead. What does that mean? What's dead? Darkness. Dead stuff is dark stuff, right? You can kind of put that together. Faith without works is dead or darkness. Faith with works, faith with action, So what it is, when we act, when we put into action what God is telling us, that causes this light to explode inside of us, and then things just start to you. Things start coming at you. Things start coming, being drawn to you, just like a bug. You know, I don't know if I'm using this example, but you know, you guys know the thing. You go outside and you're trying to have fun with the kids, and the, you know, we're out there in the backyard and trying to get food, and you got light. And these bugs are just drawn to the light, right? Well, the same thing with the blessings of God. The blessings of God will just be drawn to you, and all of a sudden it'll come out of those bugs, like when you have the light, it'll come out of nowhere. So do the blessings of God. They will just come out of nowhere. They will chase you down. That's why Jesus understood. He created an atmosphere of thank you, Father. We got 5 loaves and 2 fish, and we need about 100,000, a lot more than this. He said, I know how to do it, and I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, and I give you glory and praise, Father. And he blessed it, and he broke it, and he handed it out. And what happened? The light got in it. The light got in it, man. And when the light gets in it, it multiplies, it increases, it gets blessed. So when you give tonight, and you're giving, just give to God, bless it and break it, and say, God, I thank you for what you've given me. I give you honor and praise. If you're not giving to God what belongs to God, you got darkness on your stuff, man. And darkness causes things not, and the darkness is when thieves steal and rob. In the light, it's right. Right? Yeah, in the light, it exposes the thief when the thief tries to come in. Hard to steal something in the light, even though, you know. But in the darkness is when the thief works. So if your brain or your heart or your mind is in an ingratitude, you know, situation, you're going to realize that that's what does that do? If the enemy comes into your mind, your heart, and steals and robs the seed that's been planted inside you for hope, the seed of hope, the seed of life, the seed that's going to multiply and increase and cause what you have to be blessed. And so God's saying, I want you to start you know, being thankful and grateful, and let God, you know, that's why some people say positive thinking does it. I don't even like that language. I like the fact that we just give him praise and thanksgiving like Jesus did. He wasn't thinking positive. He was being grateful. He was thinking gratitude toward the one who was more than enough. And when you are connected to him and you're in a praise and thanksgiving, there is a light that just explodes around you, and it draws in all those blessings. It draws in multiplication and increase. And the enemy gets exposed, and he can't steal from you anymore. Right? Yeah. That's just really the way it is. And I want to talk about that a little bit. So there you go. It's kind of the word of the Lord tonight. I know I'm not really a teacher, but I'd like to share the revelation that I get with you guys and share with you what God's showing me. So there you go. All right. So give me just a moment. I'm going to go through and gather the offerings together, gather the bread together, and see if we can bless it and break it and multiply it. Amen. So give me just a moment here. I'll be right back. Hey, hello. We're here. All right, thank you for being with us tonight, and we are doing this thing, Praise You, Jesus. We're going to take communion here just a little bit. Don't forget about that. Get your communion ready if you don't have it, and let's do that together. Tonight, let's believe God to bless us and shine his light on us. Yeah, all that. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you for that. Going at it here. Let me make sure I double check everything. Make sure I get it all right. Yeah. Okay. Praise God. That's cool. Okay. One more time and I'll be able to move. We'll take, get your communion ready if you would. Just go ahead and take communion and celebrate the body and blood of Jesus who made the way for all this stuff and made the way to provide for us. Amen. When we never have enough, who do we go to? Jesus. Yeah. And most kept telling Israel, he said, what do you complain to me for? Go to God. I think sometimes, you know, we go to people, we don't realize it. And God tells us, you know, what are you doing? I'm your source. In fact, I think we make people our source. God gets jealous. I really do. He's a jealous God. And I think if we make other people our source and depend on them to provide for us more than we do, you know, the Lord, literally the Lord, it really causes a problem, I think, of jealousy. And you don't want God jealous. It doesn't work real good for you. Yeah, exactly. So there you go. All right, let's take 1 Corinthians 11 here. Let's go to the Word of God. And do some things here tonight. Corinthians 11. Okay. All right. The Lord's Supper. We love that. All right, let's get ready to take communion tonight, y'all. Everybody's giving. Thank you for that. We appreciate the giving tonight. Everything you do for the Lord, for Jesus, and for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Really awesome. Okay. Cool. We'll give all during the night, I think, and we'll be adding that in as we go. All right. Thank God for all our PGN hosts that help us, and we have Deborah commented tonight some things about how Lindsay. I didn't know he's 894. That was good to know. I know he was getting on up there. He did his show for many years, and like I said, Julie and I. If you didn't watch Hal Lindsay. Or you weren't quiet while he was on in the living room. You didn't sit in the living room. So much she like. She wasn't a preacher or either much. I don't really know if she knew what she believed about that, but yeah, it was touch and go sometimes. You know. Anyway, she loved about, you know, all the other ones too. She loved the post trib people and she liked them all. And so anyway, it's pretty cool, but yeah, right. All right. Okay. All right. Hope you have your communion. I'll get a little bit of melon here to get your communion together. And let's get ready to take communion. Let's believe God for the spirit of thanksgiving. It's something God just spoke to me about tonight as I was listening to the word. sometimes, you know how it is, you guys have the same thing. You're listening to something or reading something, and it just explodes in your thought process, right? It comes off the pages, or it just gets your attention. You know, I've heard that, I've read that, listened to it many times. And it gets my attention. Lord said, I want you to talk about how I lived in a life of thanksgiving. And, and what it does, and all of a sudden I saw that thing I'm talking about where the light around you when you're in thanksgiving draws the blessing in the darkness, it draws the thief, to come in and steal in the dark, in the nighttime, I just saw it just like that. It was really cool. And so that's what our message was tonight. Hope you're able to hear it. And it'll become revelation for you as it's becoming revelation for me little by little. I can be a little whiny sometimes. I don't know if whiny is the right word. looking at what I don't have. That happens very often. And I'm not talking about money either, mostly. Money, the money thing doesn't really, maybe because God brings me, takes care of me, but that's why I feel like that. But just other things, you want more prophetic things. You want more stuff. And sometimes you're not careful. Instead of becoming thankful for what you've gotten, you become whiny. What you don't have. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, are you mad at me or something? What's going on? I'm really getting, that kind of thing. And so God is gracious and kind, and he teaches us how to be thankful. And that's why I want to take communion tonight, eat his body, drink his blood. I want to do it that we will have that atmosphere of the light of God shining all around us, drawing the blessings of heaven. All right, that's what we're going to do. Yeah. All right. Okay. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's take. We give you thanks, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We bless this bread, and we break it, and we eat it. Eat your body, man of God. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for your precious body you gave on the cross of Calvary. All right, and then we lift up the cup. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And we're going to remember him with thanksgiving. Lord, we remember you with thanksgiving tonight. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for the things that you haven't done yet. And if it's not done yet, there's a reason for it. We give you thanks, God. In Jesus' name, we drink your blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Awesome. Okay. Really, really cool. Really, really cool. Lord, we just thank you tonight for giving us an attitude of gratitude, a heart of thanksgiving. So we already have it in us. Let us learn how to tap into it, connect into it, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness so that all those things will be added to us like bugs being drawn to a light. What an analogy. I don't know whether that's a good or not, but it's the best thing I could think of, except for those bugs, is, God's blessings, right? Yeah. Bugs do have a lot of protein in them, though. We can say that about them. That's what I hear. Never ate one on purpose. That I don't remember, but I might have done it when I was little. I used to eat dirt. Yes, I did. Yeah, I know where I came from. I came from dirt. I used to eat dirt. Dirt really tastes good. I remember loving the way it tastes. I still remember that, which is really weird. Anyway, we're going to move on quick. All right. One thing I got here when we were reading the scripture about communion, verse 23. It said that, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Friend, I'm telling you, this is so powerful because we're going to see amazing miracles, and yet it's going to be right in the middle of betrayals everywhere. Betrayals everywhere. Betrayal of our government. They're going to betray us. You understand that? Have you got that through your head yet? They're going to betray us. They're going to decide what's best for us without our approval. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to take over. And if you don't like what, you know, you can't spend a dollar anymore, but it's done. It's gone. No, we got digital currency, and we control it. You see how important this gold and silver thing is, y'all? You see how important it is that as a servant of God, as a servant of God, I heard God tell me to buy, you know, as he went along to buy gold and silver, just like he talked about every time we did the Blood of the Doorpost and talked about it for years. He said that I want to do the same thing, really. That's why I did that. That is still that gold and silver thing is as good as it was back then. That's why I had them get gold and silver. It was the peak of the plagues, the peak purpose of the plague, the PP of the plague, the PP, the purpose of the plague was peaked out, PPP, purpose of the plague, peaked out at go get the gold and silver. End quote. And so when Jesus gave his life on the cross, the most magnificent thing that has ever happened in the globe. It was hard. It was dirty. It was nasty. What they did to him, it was bad. But at the same time, it was God saying, in the midst of betrayal, I'm going to give you life. Y'all getting this? I'm telling you, get ready. If you think your betrayals before have been done, wait till your government betrays you. Let me get some backlash on that. I don't know. Wait till your government. We wake up one morning and you feel like you've been betrayed by your government. No more dollars. You just might as well take all those dollars under your bed or wherever you got them stuffed and just, you know, burn them because there's do something with them. Play, you know, games with them or something, but it's they're going to be worthless. And we're going to have a digital currency that controls your money. Yeah. Monica Crowley talked about that. We're going to do a show about that real soon. Put it all together in a nutshell version. About a 30, 40, maybe an hour long program. And put it all together so that if you ever want to see what God is saying about it, pictures and video and all that, it's going to be. That's one of the reasons we're doing this. So pray for me about it. Pray with me. Hallelujah. When PGN made that transition of the dollar, we already went, PGN, not all the way, we went 85 to 90% of our cash, your cash, the money you gave, you got to PGN, was turned from the dollar to gold and silver, y'all. You understand that? That happened October the 4th, 3 days before the war in Gaza. Gaza is the tipping point for the currency change and the Antichrist, the Nathaniel Rothschild, you know, the movement that's going to happen. They've already decided that this Gaza war is the moment. It is the thing that they have been waiting for a long time to activate this thing that we're talking about. And we did it. Now, I've said this before, but some of you are maybe not quite getting it. Maybe you are. You're not saying anything. I don't know. Maybe you don't believe it. I don't know what you're thinking. But here's what happened. October the 4th, 2023, we turned our dollars at PGN 90% to gold and silver. 3 days later, the war started in Gaza. That was a tipping point. Gaza was given over to the Philistines, to the Palestinians in 2005, 8 months after the angel came and told me there's going to be a massive merger coming. What a connecting point, and I didn't even have a clue until a few weeks ago. And you heard me talk about these experiences. I've talked about this date many, 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 many times. You got to understand one of these days when I talk and repeat them so many times. There will be no mistake that this is not some new information I've been talking about. And putting all the puzzles together is the stuff I've talked about for years, many times over. January the 11th, 2005, the angel spoke to my ear, connecting me to the market at that moment when he said, like an innocent child whispered in my ear, there's a massive merger coming, like it was a secret. That's why the whisper was. I interpret that whisper as a secret, like it's secret. This is a big secret, Randy. There's a massive merger coming. I went, what is that? I didn't know what that was. Now I look back. The Prime Minister of Israel gave away Gaza 7 months later, or eight, of 2005. The angel's trying to tell me, Randy, the starting point of the end and the event that's going to cause it is going to happen in August of 2005. It's basically what he was saying without saying it. Yeah. 3 months after that, I'm in a friend's house. I'm repeating all this again so you can get it. A prophet friend's house, did some work with them. Bible they sanitated, I think, Bible, which I'm not into that much. They get some cool stuff. Anyway, I opened it up, and the Lord's opened it up to Isaiah 29. I just started reading it. Ariel, not Ariel, blah, blah, blah. And I don't remember all what it says, but the Lord spoke to me. He said, Ariel is going to die at Ariel, and I want you to call your friend and tell her, just give her this word. I'm going like, okay. So I called her up, said, hey, guess what? Ariel's going to die in Ariel. Does that mean anything to you? She said, no. She was really, that really doesn't mean anything. And then she kind of gasped for air. Oh, my God, Randy. Ariel Sharon just had a stroke. And he's in the hospital. I said, I didn't know who Ariel Sharon was. God is one. I did not even know that there was a prime minister. I mean, I wasn't even in that zone at all. At all. She was. That's why I called her. And she said, okay. And little did I realize that from the time the angel spoke to me on January 11, 2005, Ariel Sharon, who had been given a word by our friend that was only just a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Robert Mariri, had prophesied to him that if he gave land away for peace, that God would deal with him like in olden days. In August, he gave that Gaza away. December, he had a stroke. And then in January, he had a hemorrhagic, I can't even say the word now. Anyway, a major stroke. And then he just was put in the hospital and died. Watch this, if you haven't heard this. And died on January the 11th. 2014, 9 years after the angel told me, and after about eight years after I got the Ariel will die on Ariel, he died. And the reason that they let him be on support for all that time, because the Jews think that they believe that you're killing somebody if you take them off. That's why they let him stay on there for 9 years, 8 years, eight and a half, 9 years. Yeah. That's why. I looked it up. I saw it. I did a research on all of it. And that's why. Very, very important information I'm giving you right now, because now in 2023, on my birthday, October the 7th, on the Feast of Tabernacles, the last of the Feast of Tabernacles, the war in Gaza breaks out. About 19, 20 years later, after the angel tells me about, he didn't say they were Gaza, but he was speaking about Gaza, because Gaza happened And now this Gaza happening with Israel trying to take back Gaza. To a certain degree, they're not really taking it back, but they're destroying Hamas. And thank you, Eric Sharon, for what you did. You really messed it up. But at the same time, it became the tipping point that now the Antichrist people, one world government people who are in the sea, you don't see those guys, but most of those guys you never even hear from them as far as, being in the news. They're kind of hidden out. They're out there, but they're hidden out, basically. So that's what's happening, y'all. That's what's happening. So that's why we're talking about the wilderness. That's why we're trying to teach you, all this stuff about gratitude and thankfulness, because it creates an environment around you that draws the blessings instead of resists the blessings, or causes the enemy or allows the enemy to steal them, because you're living in darkness and unforgiveness, complaining, whatever the thing is, and not grateful and thankful. All right, so let's ask God to help us do that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thank you very much. Let's get ready to pray over offerings tonight. Thank you for giving. We appreciate it. Thank God. We're ready to do that and pray over offerings tonight. And let me check everything one more time to make sure we're good for now. Offerings, if you want to give your offering tonight, you can give through Cash App. You can give through the app, the PGN app. You can give through Zelle. You can give through, there you go. Okay. You can give through the Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, all the phone numbers, 214-505-8719. And then you can also give through the Cash App, the RCM app, the PGN app, on your phone, the App Store. Search for Randy Chandler. You'll see it's a little blue thing with PGN in the middle of it with a red ring around it. All right, you'll see it. You can get that, download it. And also, you can give through PayPal. All right. And you do that by sending me a little request, and I will send you. Oh, there we go. Somebody gave. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I see that. So when you send me the link, when you ask to request the link for PayPal, I will send it to you. You click on it, it's really easy. And then you do that through the phone number, 214-505-8719. A lot of information to give out. Yeah, and we're doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, we're doing it. All right. Mike and Veronica are saying that we open up 4 churches all at once this coming week. To God be the glory, and thank you, too. Oh, you're welcome, too. And your video's not playing, though, for some reason. Oh, there you go. Oh. Vino Nuevo. Oh, I like it. Got a little ring, like a wedding ring or something, I guess, whatever that is. It's awesome. All in Spanish. I like that. Even on TikTok. Cool. Whatever. Awesome. I thought it was a video, but yeah, awesome. It kind of is a little video. Cool. That is really awesome, you guys. Congratulations on that. That is amazing. All right. All right, so we're ready to pray over office tonight. So thanks for taking communion with us tonight and open up the door for your heart to remember to live in the attitude of gratitude and thankfulness to God. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. We're talking about this already, right? Because the Lord told me to talk about it tonight, so that's kind of why I did it. And it's a beautiful thing. All righty. Let me check one more time, like I said. Hang on a minute. Let me come over here. Make sure I don't miss anything. Thank you. See, my thankful attitude picked up. I'm saying thank you more times. You can tell. All right, there's that one. Yeah, we go to Wells Fargo. give on Wells Fargo. Get by the phone number. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Okay. I think we are ready. God. Well, we thank you tonight. We just give you thanks that before we pray over these offerings, that we give you thanks. We ask you to increase and multiply them and cause them to be multiplied like you did the bread and the fish, to be provision for your people. God, that you will increase and multiply your people who give tonight. And thank you for that and opening up their hearts to be able to, just obey God with a gratitude and an attitude of thanksgiving. And we'll cause everything they do, when they touch it, it will be blessed. Yeah, when they touch it, it will be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's do this thing tonight. All right, Andrea, $5. Thank you, Lord, for Andrea. Thank you, Lord, for the time of peace. The time of peace. God showing you that that's what we're headed for is real peace, true peace. That God wants to bring real peace. He wants to bring real blessings on families. Abraham offered up his own son, didn't look very family-like. How can killing your son, offering your son up, be family-like? But it was extremely family-like, because God was establishing families being given back to him and not putting the family first. And some people, idolaters, I think the biggest idolatry in America and probably around the globe is the family idolatry, where we make it look like, you know, put your family first, you're a true patriot or whatever you are. You're a true family man. You know, I'm a family man, or a family man, or whatever. Yeah, and I understand that. You know, but when God says, and the reason the family's been so out of order, and it's been so messed up in many different ways, even sexually, been really messed up in that area, because DNA is one of the biggest things. Andrea, as you know, that God is going to set that in order, and he's going to do it by something that's not going to look very family-like. Not going to look very family-like at all. And most people are not going to recognize what God is doing, and they're going to fight it. The Lord, show me. There's going to be some things that go on that are not going to be family-like at all, like what Abraham did, because God is trying to reestablish the family back into the hands of God. And that's what Abraham was doing. He was reconnecting and recovenanting his future families, future seed, by offering him up on an altar. Wow. I was telling this to a lady in, I was out somewhere, and I heard her talking, I heard her talking about Jesus, so I went over there and kind of, you know, threw a little thing in there. We started talking about some stuff, and she told me her and her husband go to some church down the road. He's a Pentecostal church. I'm like, oh, Pentecostals, okay. What's up? I started telling her about offering up, you know, how Abraham offered up Isaac. She said, oh, we don't do that anymore. I'm going like, I wasn't saying we did. And that pastor's thinking, it was so funny. We don't do that anymore. I'm going, oh, really? Okay. And she was like, I was a weirdo or something at first. Not really, but, you know, it's like, man, you're really strange. But when you think about it, you know, even though God offered up his own son, I mean, how family-like is that? What was the purpose of offering up his son and letting his son be brutally beaten and whipped and nailed to a tree for what? To bring families back under God, not just to bring families, to bring families back under God, put it in order. It's gotten so out of order. Men are out of order, women are out of order, and therefore the children are out of order. And then when they grow up, they become men and women who have more children, and they just get more out of order. And out of order leads to more out of order, where there's no order at all. That's why I don't pray for some things, because it's so out of order that the only way it can be get back is go to the root of the issue. And that is, go take your son, you know, not literally, and offer him up to God. And it's not going to look very, all your neighbors, your mama and your friend, your wife, your husband, whatever, they're going to say, what are you doing to my baby? And you're going to go like, I'm putting our family back in order. Of course, we're not going to offer up our children literally. Of course not. But the symbology with that is earth-shattering when you think about it, how we worship the family. And it's way out of order. God's going to straighten it out. I guarantee. I already know this. It's already going to be straightened. All right, Jeannie, $7. Thank you, Lord, for Jeannie. Jeannie, when I tied my money, when I tithe in my money, but Hollis, her husband, rarely does on his, does that affect my financial blessing since we are married? I think that it only hinders your blessing of together, which it does hinder your blessing, right? In that sense, it does hinder it. But at the same time, you know, when somebody obeys God, God blesses you no matter what. Right, but does it affect your? What it affects, Jeannie, is your when two come together. You know, one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. And that principle, that one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000, meaning that in that sense, it can very much hinder your blessings that come from the double blessing of a husband and wife team. But your personal blessings. No. Not your personal blessing. No. No. If somebody's obeying God, can somebody hinder it? No way. Doesn't matter what anybody does. It can't hinder our blessing. It will hinder what it does hinder, though. Like I said, I'm going to repeat one more time, so I'll make sure I can make it clear. If one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. So it does deal with that double blessing somewhat. I don't know how much, but somewhat. So does it a little bit? Yeah. Yeah, it does. But not yours. All right, so thank you for that blessing tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her. Thank you that you're already blessing her. Thank you that she's already blessed, that she's your servant, that she obeys your voice, God, and does your will and does your purpose the best she knows how. And as long as we're actively working toward doing God's will, even though we're not may not be doing it perfectly, you know, he sees that and he honors that. And then he, little by little, process of, you know, convicting us, changing us, drawing us near to him, teaching us how to please him. We draw into that, you know, fully, into the full blessing of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. And bless Jeannie, God, and increase her, multiply her like that. She said some pastor gave her a word that's really awesome. And then the very next day, she got a blessing. So that's really awesome. Thank God for the servants of God who speak over God's people. And we're grateful for any word from the Lord that blesses people. So thank God for that pastor. Whoever they were, I can't remember who she said it was, but some local pastor there. And she said the very next day she got blessed. So I give credit to God for that, to that pastor. That's awesome. Thank you, Jeannie. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for that and blessing her, Lord. For Nicole, $9.99. Thank you, Nicole, for that. Thank you, Lord. And, yeah, right. I didn't know if you wanted me to talk about that or not. I don't know if you wanted me to share that. And God help me to get this liver stuff under control. I think it's due to fatty liver. Okay. I don't know either, but just being, a little exercise. I don't get a lot of exercise, but I get a little bit every day, almost every day, not every day. I walk, like right with the show, sometimes I'll do it twice. I'll walk for 20 minutes, sometimes twice, a lot of times twice. I'll go walk at the gym. I get on the devices there, and I'll walk on them, run on them, whatever. I don't run, but I walk fast. And then I'll come, before the show, and I'll do, a 20-minute walk, fast walk on that. So that's good. When I went to the doctor, he said your heart was in really good shape. I went, really? Yeah, and that's why, because I exercise a little bit. Yep, it's really good. And Judy got me to walking. I've never been a walker, and I never really was an exercise weight person either. Going to the gym, never was into that. Even though I was an athlete, I didn't like it. But she got me into that, and I'm very thankful for that. So it was really cool. All right, amen, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for helping her come find ways that she can do it her way that will, in other words, her way meaning what works with her, God's way for her. Open that up, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen, Jeannie. All right, thank you. Nicole 999, thank you, Lord, for that. And I thank you, Lord, for the supernatural realm. I just see that the supernatural realm, God wants to activate the supernatural realm, like the gifts, the gifts of the Spirit, that kind of thing, and give you unction. You've always had that anyway, but to increase that and multiply that and cause that to become something that you're marked. You're gonna know. It's not anybody else. It doesn't matter if anybody else knows you're marked or not, but if you know you're marked, like when Gideon did his thing, he wanted to know that he was marked. Is this really true? Show me, like three miracles. So God gave him three miracles. He said, I marked you. You're marked. He went, okay, I'm marked. God proved it to him. So I thank you, Lord. And it's, 3 9s there, like three times Gideon did his thing. And God showed him that he was marked by him for the supernatural realm. So, yeah. So let's open that up, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Sally, $18 from UK London. Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing her, God. And milk thistle is good for fatty livers. Okay, Angela from South Carolina just sent me a text, Jeannie, and said that milk thistle is good for fatty liver. Let me send that to her. Hang on a second. Milk thistle, fatty liver. All right, I sent that to her. Thank you, Angela, for that. All right, I sent that to her again. You're welcome. Thank you. All right, Sally from UK London. Sorry, Sally, $18. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for setting her apart, for sanctifying her, for calling her out, setting her apart. No, that's what God did with Israel. He set Israel apart to be a blessing. And even though Israel messed up in the wilderness, Sally, we all know that. Because they got out there in a place with, things just weren't normal for them, what they call normal. They didn't have their daily bread, they didn't have their daily meat, at least not like they didn't eat it. God did do it, but yeah, not like that. But so they were freaked out. But while they were in Egypt, and while they were there, and the plagues were happening, they were set apart. The plagues hit everybody else but them. So I see God really wanting to equip you with the knowledge and the experience of knowing that I've set you apart for my glory. I've set you apart. And no matter whether you feel like it or not, sometimes I feel like it, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I feel like, man, I'm set apart, by golly. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Other times I'm like going like, dear God, did I do something to make you mad at you? What's going on? that kind of thing. It happens very often, but sometimes it used to happen a lot more than it does now. But I got it from under condemnation, but take communion regularly. Anyway, so thank you, Jesus, for for that whole spirit of condemnation, show Sally in the ways that she condemned herself, or lets her mind condemn her, or whatever. If that's happening, let it be made known to her so she can stop it. Condemnation is something people deal with and don't even know. They think it's the Holy Spirit trying to deal with them, but it's not. The devil is a liar. And so thank you, Jesus, for that. And bless her, God. Give her wisdom and knowledge, that will astound people like you did with our friend Stephen in the book of Acts 7, I think. She's set apart and astound people with the wisdom and the way, like the regular human being who loves God, is used in a supernatural way, set apart. Yeah, in Jesus' name. All right, Daryl Paul, $20. Thank you, Lord, for Daryl Paul. Thank you, Lord, for recognizing my tithe. Thank you, I did. Bless your heart and bless your life, God. God is making your heart bigger and bigger. I see as your heart goes bigger, that is going to allow for more blessings. When your heart grows bigger, in other words, God making your heart bigger by, learning and growing in revelation and then doing what he says, enlarges your heart in a good way, and causes your heart to grow bigger, which opens it up to receive literally, physically, the blessings of God. That's what the heart growing does, is that it opens us up to, receiving. That's what your heart is a receiver. With the heart, a man believes under righteousness. Right? With the heart, man believes under righteousness. So the heart is extremely important. And the more righteousness means everything that is right with God, everything that God approves of, everything that God says is him. Yeah, that's what's right with him. And when we're right with him, truly right with him, our heart is right with him, then everything else just comes along. And, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. So improving his knowledge, Holy Ghost knowledge, Holy Spirit knowledge, like never before, God. Hallelujah. And that protector inside of him to protect people, to protect himself, to protect, his loved ones, the ones he loves, to protect them, God, in a holy way, in a godly way. In a led by the Spirit of God way. Amen. Not just a human way of a man doing it for a woman or a man doing it for his children, or a man doing it for his mama and daddy or whatever, or people that you know, but by the Holy Ghost. Sometimes protecting people means telling them the truth. Yeah. And knowing they're not going to like it, right? So it's not always right. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Jesus, for that and the expansion of your heart. To be able to literally, physically receive the literal physical blessings of God coming to you. Jesus said, make room in your heart. Yeah, for expansion. Hallelujah. All right, Marie, $25 from Virginia. Thanks, Virginia. Thank you, Jesus, for Marie. I saw the same thing with you, Marie. I saw God like this in your heart, making your heart larger. I know your heart's already large, but wanting to enlarge your heart with love, enlarge your heart with the knowledge that you are called and chosen. You are chosen of God, Marie. I hear that. The Spirit of God said, you are chosen. I have chosen you. You are mine. I've chosen you. And nobody else can have you but me. Right? God's a jealous God. But then once you prove to God that he's first, then he brings other people, other things in your life, because then he won't be jealous over them because he knows that he's first. Really extremely powerful point that most people just look right over. Yeah, about that jealousy thing. Yeah, and the purpose of jealousy is pure and vital to God's kingdom and God's people. Godly jealousy is a flame of love. Yeah, just went through Valentine's Day. Yeah, literally. Amen. Let it be done. Let it be done, God. All right, Angela, South Carolina, $30. Thank you, Lord, for that. And Jesus, thank God, I ask you to increase and multiply her, God. I ask you tonight that as we broke the bread and blessed it, that she's learning how to her gratitude, her thankfulness. God, it's going to increase more and more and more. The more it increases, Angela, the more you're going to see God increase and multiply you. the spirit of gratitude. You know, I've had a problem with that in certain areas of my life. Now, most areas, you know, I've grown out of it. I've been thankful. I'm thankful. I live in a thankful life. I'm always thanking Jesus. That, I'm not saying that it's like every area of my life. I'm saying there's some areas of my life where I be careful because I'll just get all anxious and concerned. You know, what am I doing? Be thankful. So I take hold of that part of my life that's like that and bring it into the rest of it and say, Jesus, you know, I just want to be thankful. I want to trust you. I don't want to trust myself. I don't want to depend on me because I'm not very good at this stuff. So I'm going to trust in you because you are the Almighty God and you can do it all. You're my source. You're my life. In Jesus' name, I want to depend on you with everything I have. Amen. All right, Deborah and John, $35. Thank you for Deborah and John tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing them. Thank you, Lord, for their love for the gospel. Thank you, Lord, that you just called and chosen them to be a part of the kingdom of God. You called Deborah to love your word, to love you, to love helping people, to love feeding people, to love that shepherd in her, God, to feed and nurture and take care of and bless in Jesus' name and be recognized as a person who lays their life down for others. Amen. In Jesus' name, like a mother to the kingdom of God, like mothers would do for their children, they do for the other people. But you move to from being a mother and lay down your life for your children, which women would do that. That's part of it. Men do it too, but women do it because they give birth to them. It's part of them. They want to protect them and give them a chance for life. So when you move into the level of it being for other people other than your family, that's a high level. It's a high level. It's a high level. God's moving to, he's chosen you for that. And then you know that that's a high level of love. I mean, that a man laid down his life or a woman laid down his life for her, you know, spiritual children. Amen. And bless their money, bless their wealth, God. Let them reap benefits, let them increase it and multiply it. Or teach them how to do it. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for you, but you can do it in God. You can learn how to, that gratitude, thankfulness, it's really big. God's saying, let's really get it into the body of Christ so we can be ready for double. Be ready for double increase. All right. Angela Joy, $40. Thank you, Angela, for that. Thank you. We just bless you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness, Angela, for your love for God, for your passion to do whatever he says, no matter what it is, whether it's agreed with by anybody or not. God really loves that about you. He loves that about you. You know, I have the same thing. I'm not perfect in it yet, but he's growing me and growing you. He's growing us together in Jesus' name to be the kind of people that will do whatever God says, whatever the cost is. We don't care. He paid the price for us, and you have that revelation that he paid the price for you, and you're willing to pay the price for whatever he wants. It's just about what he wants. Yeah. And you have a heart for that, and that's beautiful. God is going to draw you in to that at a higher level. Yeah, in Jesus' name. All right. Bless your children, your grandchildren, Father. Show her more and more how to be like Abraham and offer up. You know, we don't physically offer them up. When that lady at the store told me that, when I told her how Abraham offered up Isaac, she says, yeah, but we don't do that anymore. Like I didn't know that, you know, like that's the first thing that came to her mind. It was so funny. It was so cool. I thought it was cool. She's very expressive. Her and her husband, you know, really love God. And so anyway, you know, I'm telling her that, and it's like she didn't know what I was saying. And so, you know, anyway, so what's happening with all that is that God is teaching us how to offer up our children, to give them over to him so that we don't have them first. We almost think it's holy to have them first. And it's not. It's not God. And we want our families to be blessed, and yet we put them before we put God. We want to come down to the rubber meeting the road. That's what most people do. Probably what most people. And all of us do. We're born to lay our God's down for our family. But when God, you know, gives you that ability to lay them down, See, that's why Abraham didn't lay, that's why God didn't have him lay himself down on the altar. He had his child, because it was a thing about family, getting the blessing on family. So they could truly have unity and truly be blessed, not betray and deny one another. All right. Give another second here. All right. I got Gina. All right, Regina, $25, thank you. Put it over in there real quick. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And thank you, Lord, for how you do things with her, God. And, opening up the how-tos, the ways of God, Regina. God opening up the ways of God or how to do something. In other words, like you go to YouTube, like if I don't know how to work, if I'm going to work on the truck or something, and I really don't have never done that before, maybe they haven't done it in a long time, I get on there and I want to know how to. I want somebody to describe it to me exactly. I got to have it simple and give me all the, don't leave out nothing, because I was just wondering, why didn't you tell me to do that? So it's a how to, like God showing you his ways, how things work. You have a real curiosity thing inside of you that God has given you, and that he wants you to use it toward him and with him. Curiosity of his word, curiosity of what he's doing today, curiosity of, it's so, like my mama was so curious, man. I called it nosy, but she was just a curious person, and she wanted to know what was going on, how it works. It's amazing. Mama was a great lady, a very positive lady, a very good lady, and would fight for me. It's embarrassing, but I got to where I never told her anything was going wrong, because she'd go out there, not that she would whoop up with anybody physically, but she'd go out there and she'd rip their drawers. This is my boy, this is my baby, it's my daughter, whatever, she would. It was amazing. So anyway, thank you, Jesus, for Regina. I got up on all this stuff. Thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, and bless her, God. Increase her. Amen. And make her name known. God told Abraham, I'm going to make your name known. Make her name known, God, as an overcomer, as a conqueror. Amen. All right, Daniel, $51.50. Thank you, Lord, for Daniel tonight, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for blessing him, for increasing him. God, increase his favor, increase his ability to learn and learn fast. And that his mind is mind, the creative parts of it. We all have creative parts of it. We may not think we do, Daniel, but we all have creative parts in it, because whose image are we created in? God. So we have to have it. It may be, we have some creativity in some areas, to be creative in every area. That's why we're made by the Creator. So we're created in his image, right? People say, I don't have a creative bone in my body. I'm going like, you just don't recognize it as creativity. But anyway, so what the Lord's saying is, I'm going to open up the creativity of how to make things work better, so that people will go, man, I got to have Daniel on my side. Because when he starts working out something, he knows how to work out stuff. Yeah, he knows how to think. He knows how to evaluate things and judge things. And God called you to be one of his judges, to judge. The Bible said that we will judge even angels. So how much more can we judge, the regular, everyday things? Yeah, really, really important. Moses brought Israel out. He was the judge. He judged right from wrong. And then he got the 70 elders, which is his father-in-law told him to do. And he did. Being a judge is very important, how we judge things. All right, Faye, $67. Thank you, Lord, for Faye. Thank you, Lord, for that blessed peace in her bones. I speak peace to your bones. Because when your bones can rest, the pain goes away, but it opens up the door for restoration in your bone, all through your bones. Not just the bones you got injured in the accident, but the bones, all through your whole bone marrow. Your bone marrow is blessed. Your bone marrow is favored. Your bone marrow is rich and full of health and healing and blessing. Amen. Because a lot more things happen in bone marrow in our bones than we know. It has a lot more to do. Bone marrow, healthy bone marrow has a lot to do with a lot of things. So thank you, Jesus, for that, for her health. Fall in love with you all over again. I'm just falling in love with you over and over and over and over again. I'm just falling in love with you over and over and over and over again. Just gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. This love between my Lord and I. Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard that song. I haven't heard that song in years. Just came out of me, girl. You're drawing this stuff out of me. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ooh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Most High. The Most High God. Amen. Chris, Most High God. In that flow, brother, the Most High God. The Most High God. Where's the ephod? The Most High God has you wear the ephod. You want to put on the ephod for God. The ephod for God. You know what the ephod is? Look up the ephod. If you don't know what the ephod is, you probably do. But the ephod is what the priest wore. It's how God spoke. So, in other words, when David... One of the many examples of the ephod, you know, sure you're familiar with it, is the priest wore them, and but they were sanctified and set apart by God. That they, and like David, when he got back from war, and the enemy had come in and robbed their families and all of his men, their families, and his men were really mad. They're going to kill him. They're stoning to death. And he goes to the priest, and the priest had the ephod on. He said, priest, tell us whether the Lord wants us to go after these people or not and get our stuff back. And so the ephod stones turned and said yes. And so, because he depended on the ephod. He depended on that priestly blessing, that priestly thing of, you know, go or don't go. Thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name. And he went after it and got all it and returned back with even more than what he had. The booty of it. The booty. Boo, 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 boo. And, you know, yeah. Boo, 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 boo. Let the booty flow. I don't know. I'm not a singer, but anyway, there you go. All right, Carmen, $100. Thank you, Jesus, for Carmen. Thank you, Lord, for, I see God, like, refreshing everything, like you're getting fresh food, fresh, you know, I don't know if you drink coffee, but, like, fresh coffee, like, fresh, you know, fresh things, things that God refreshing your life. With things that are fresh, things that are still have the, you know, there's, when you get something that's fresh, it still has all of the power of it, like an apple or whatever it is, still has all the blessing in it. And so when you get things fresh, it still has all the blessings and the blessings, and the more, the older things get, the more the blessing kind of dries up, right? Like an apple. You got an apple, take an apple, you know, eat it while it's fresh. Like all the power of the apple's in that when it's fresh, but when you start letting it, you know, sit there for months, weeks, whatever, the power of it shifts from, you know, 100%, you know, blessing to, you know, 50% or whatever. So I see God refreshing things in Jesus' name, so you get the full potential of whatever that thing is. It's a fresh word from God, fresh food, it's healthier, healthy, fresh, just fresh. God is refreshing your life, and with literal refreshment. that is full of, you know, like pick up orange off a tree. It's like its potency is the richest when it's fresh. Right? That's what it really, yeah. So open that up, God. Refresh her life, God. Let everything that comes to her, God, be at a level of, you know, a full peak, 100-fold. If when you first, when an apple or she says an example, could be anything. When you first pull it off the tree, you know, it's like it's got 100-fold. Everything in there is fresh. The more it older it gets, the less it has that. Amen. So thank you, Jesus, for that, and let everything she does, in the Garden of Eden, you know, they didn't pluck a bunch of oranges off and save them for days. You know, they just went and they got 100-foot orange, they went over and picked one fresh. You know, they lived in the 100-foot grab. Yeah. Amen. All right, Andrika, $110. Thank you both for that. ESW Auto Sales, $50. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessing on that. Thank you, Lord, for the increase. Of ESW, God, I'm just declaring the cream, the attitude of gratitude, the spirit of thankfulness that you're putting upon the people of God. Jesus took that bread, he blessed it, gave God thanks for it, and he wasn't just like, give it thanks, God. No, he was like, Father, I thank you for this bread. This is your bread. You gave this. Thank you for that. And when he blessed it, he broke it and gave it out and increased and multiplied. In Jesus' name, let ESW Auto Sell be blessed by God. Thankful for the blessing of God, on ESW Auto Sales in Jesus' name, and let it create multiplication. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tyreek, $10. Bless Tyreek, God. Increase Tyreek. Lord, let him be wealthy. Let him be blessed. Let him have the wealth of God. And when you have the wealth of God, you don't lack. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. I shall not do without what I need. Jesus' name. Thank you both for that blessing on his life. And pray the same way, God. Bless them. Bless those brothers, God, in Jesus' name. Let them be the brothers of Jesus who believed in him. In Jesus' name, expecting good things. Tyreek, hooray, looking for the good things. Looking for that spirit of gratitude and thankfulness, God. In Jesus' name, flow through Torrey. In Jesus' name, for he will draw the blessings, like it will create a light shining around him that will draw the blessings of God in, instead of the darkness of, you know, anxiety and stress and fear and all that. He's blessed of God, Jesus. He thinks right. He thinks correct. Therefore, there's that environment around him, that atmosphere of light, and it draws the glory of God. Amen. It's like when the angel went over the blood of the doorpost. When he saw the blood over the doorpost, you know, that blood was in the likeness of Christ, right? So that spoke of, you know, it brought protection. For the scroll, God, you show him the scroll of the word, a scroll, whatever the scroll is. Open up the scroll to him. Let him eat the word, God. In the Bible, when they tell the prophet to eat the scroll, sometimes it was sweet in the mouth and bitter in the stomach. Maybe it was doing something. Some people say the bitter the better. I don't know if that applies or not. There you go. Like chocolate, the bitter it is, the better. The more pure it is, the bitter it is, and they say it's much better for you, more powerful. Chocolate is very powerful in its pure form. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for Cliff. Thank you, God, for him eating the word, eating with the words in his mouth, God, that he will be sweet in his mouth and bitter in his belly, God. He awaken him and bless him and cause him to put his eyes on a higher level of quality, and not just quantity, but quality. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, that he will be higher and higher in quality. 36-fold quality, in Jesus' name, bless him. And drink of $15, thank you, Lord. They will work. We will work less and earn more. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you for that, God. That's the blessing of God. That's the word of. That's what God did with Adam and Eve. They had to work less and produce a lot. And they were sweating. Sweating means you have to work really hard to get it done. It's really hard. It's really difficult. But when the spirit of praise and drink it that you have inside you, that's so beautiful. I know, spirit of gratitude, the spirit of thankfulness. And then he's always trying to turn the tables on us, trying to turn us, you don't have enough, you got enough. And that's what he does. And it's to get us, the main purpose of that is to get us to be ungrateful. And I thank you, Lord, that Andrika is a thankful, grateful person, God, in Jesus' name. Therefore, she there's that light all around her that draws the blessing of God. She will work less and earn more. Have more time to do things they want to do with the family and whatever. In Jesus' name. Victor, $10. Thank you, both for Victor. That Victor be blessed, God. That the favor of God be on Victor. In Jesus' name. And the replacement that, I don't know what, something about the replacement. Victor is the replacement of something. Like, I don't know what that means exactly, but he's replacing somebody or something, or going to replace somebody or something like that. Replacement, and a blessing. Like when the disciples lost one of the apostles, they drew lots and came up with another one. He was a replacement. Yeah, so I don't know what that is, but Victor, we just ask that blessing of Victor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's be done. Donald and Tanya, $134. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for the fear of God in their life, God. I thank you, Lord, for that astounding that you will astound them as they walk in the fear and reverential awe of God. They're going to walk in it. They're going to watch God astound them. That, like, God's going to astound you. God's going to shock you. God's going to do astounding thing. Let me look up the word astounding here real quick. Yeah, there we go. Here's the word astounding. Whatever. I mean, I'm looking it up. I'm Googling it. Surprising, impressive, or notable. What does astounding mean? Shocked or amazed. There you go. You are. If something is astounding, you are shocked or amazed that it could exist or happen. The results are quite the objective, bewildering or striking dumb with wonder. Hey, dude, you're going to be struck dumb with wonder. I can't even talk, man, because I'm the wonder of God. Dumbfounding. Hey, I think I can identify that. Dumbfounding. Incredible, dumbfounding, incredible. Google is just amazing, unbelievable, beyond belief or understanding. Hallelujah! There you go, bro. Jesus, and let that be double for your trouble. In Jesus' name, for Tanya and Donald, that they come in agreement with this word, double for their trouble, double for your trouble. Astounding. And you're round, astounding in your wounding. I'm going to give up on trying to sing. Yes, I am. Except for the Lord. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, bless him, Jesus. Increase and multiply them, God. And let their hearts grow more and more and more gratitude all the time, God. Amen. Gratitude. The enemy tries to rob us and get us into the darkness of anxiety, stress, and darkness when we worry about things or when we get upset. Like, why didn't that work? Instead of thankfulness causes us to draw that blessing that we're missing to us. Hallelujah. That's what I'm, God, thank you for that. Lord, I've struggled with this in certain areas of my life, and I'm Donald Tony. I'm believing God to do this in my life, in your life. We'll do it together in Jesus' name. Well, we are astounded. Amen. On a consistent regular, I've been astounded lately. I didn't think of it and thought about it, but there you go. God's been astounding me on a regular basis, and I'm astounded. I've been astounding. Jesus has been astounding me, and I am astounded. Yeah. All right. You too. In Jesus' name, let it be done. All right. Terrence and Tanisha, $200. Thanks for that, Lord. Thanks for that blessing. Thanks for the increase. Thanks for that multiplication, God. Thank you for the favor in their life, God. Somebody came on the show, I think it was Lisa from Pennsylvania, said y'all's Wednesday night show was really awesome. Make sure and listen to that Wednesday night show. So there you go. I'm telling you all about it. If you want that link, let me know, and we'll get it to you. Their show on Wednesday night. I don't even know what it's about. I think it's on Valentine's Day. So it's probably pretty cool. I don't know. I haven't heard it yet, but if you want that, let me know. I'll send it to you, or you can go find it yourself. Whatever. Thank you, Lord, for Terrence and Tanisha, God. We thank you for combining them together, God. You bound them, you bound them to yourself. And they are bound. They're bond servants. Paul the Apostle was a bond servant. I don't even know what a bond servant is exactly. Let me look it up here. Hang on a second. Bond servant. I'm not there yet. Oh, here we go. Okay. Okay, hang on a second. Dama fijo. Chicota. Hang on a second there. Let's see if this works. Terrence and Tanisha, thank you, Lord, for that bond servant. I get distracted there a little bit. Okay, let me come back here. Look, I want to look at the word bond. Bond servant. Bond servant. I don't know what bond servant is. Hang on a second. Bond, like James Bond. There you go. James Bond. All right, let's go here. Bond servant, okay. I don't know. I mean, I know it's in the Bible. I know it's cool, but a person bound in service without wages. Oh, my God. That's what it says. Doesn't mean that we don't get blessed, but this is what a bond servant is. A person bound in service without wages. I did not even know that's what that was. Oh, my God. Paul the Apostle said he was a bond servant. Here it is. It even shows it in the Google when you Google it. What is the meaning of bond servant in the Bible? Look at this. First in verse 1, Paul says that he is a bond servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ. When Paul says that he is a bond servant of God, he is saying that he is willing, self-committed, to permanent service of the Lord. Wow. That is hot. That's amazing. I did not know that's what a bond servant was. Look at that first one. I think I like the second one better. It's all good. But in other words, we don't make men pay us for what our job is. We let God reward us. And God did reward Paul. Wow, very interesting. I don't know what scripture that is. I have to find it here. You might look that up. That's what the Lord saying about you guys. It's bondservant. Call you bondservant. That's pretty heavy. Now is a bond. Okay, I'm trying to find out more about this. It's new to me. The actual Greek word used in the New Testament is the word doulos, a term for a person who was simply a slave. Thus, a bond servant is a servant who is in bonds, not a free person, but instead a person bound to another. In other words, like being bound to the Lord. You're not your own. Like Jesus said, I'm not my own, I'm the Lord. The servant who is in bonds is not a free person, but instead, it's like when Paul the Apostle was So I'm kind of seeing this. This is really cool. He was saying that when Paul realized God had chosen him, that he was no longer his own. He belonged to God. Therefore, he was like a slave in a sense. You know, being a slave of God. I mean, who didn't want to be a slave of God Almighty? Me. Yeah, because a slave of God is me. It's a whole different kind of understanding of being a slave or a bond servant. Bound. A bond servant is a servant who is in bond. Not free. Not a free person, but instead a person bound to another. Wow, that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. I really like that. I did not know all that. That is amazing. Wow. True servant. That's awesome, man. That's confirming. Really cool. All right, thank you, Lord, for that. And what a powerful word. I mean, my gosh, that was amazing. And Charles and Nikki gave $20. Thank you for that. Give me a second. Yeah. All right, Charles and Nikki, $20. Thank you both for that. And Jesus. And they said, pray for, get that again, pray for Tim for new lungs and Christian. Yes, Tim for new lungs and Christian. Well, we pray for Tim tonight for new lungs. Wow, we understand the lung. I understand the lung thing a little bit. And without your lungs, you got much going on. Got to have air to breathe. Lord, just breathe into his lungs. Breathe into his nostrils and down into his lungs. The breath of life, Jesus. Blow away anything, any death, any darkness. Any oppressive thought, in Jesus' name, blow it away in the name of Jesus. Breathe into him, God, right now. In Jesus' name, receive the Holy Ghost. And Christian, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Jesus, for Christian. Lord, we give you thanks for Christian, God. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his mama. We thank you for his grandma and grandpa and all the people, God. We thank you, Jesus. We just give you thanks that you're going to use him, God. You're going to bless him. He's gonna, when he gets broken before you, it's gonna be a beautiful thing to be broken before God. Christian's life is he's called, he's chosen, he's been separated unto the Father, and no devil in hell, nobody can have him but Jesus. Nobody. He is separated and sanctified and set apart in the name of Jesus. And we bless him, God. We give you thanks for him. Amen. In Jesus' name, thank you for Charles Nikki, God. For their love for you, Father, for their desire to serve you, for their willingness to lay their life down, no matter what, and give their life to you, and separate themselves into you, and dedicate their lives to you, God, in Jesus' name, and work out all the details. Amen. We give ourselves to God, and then we believe God to work out the details. So work out those details, God, in Jesus' name. Work them out. Work out the details, God, in the name of Jesus. Working out the details of the Lord. Working out the details. The details are a big thing, right? What's in the details? God. God's in the details. We bless them in the details, the things that are needed, the things that, you know, strained out of that, but, you know, that, you know, take care of the sparrows, you know, and all that, in Jesus' name. How much more is going to take care of you in the name of Jesus? Amen. Thank you for Shannon tonight, $10. Thank you, Lord, for that. I don't know if Shannon's going to know. Let me see. Yes, I saw the lung thing. Thank you for that. No notes on that. What was that? Shannon. Shannon, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Shannon, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing him, God. We thank you for for the favor of God on his life, God, that he will see favor on his life instead of not being favored. You know, sometimes we feel like we're just not favored. But most of the time, I felt like that. I feel like I'm not favored, you know, because I know me. I'm just, you know, I got a few little minor things going on that are okay, but as far as, you know, like, what does God want to favor me for? Because he needs people like us who know that we need him so he can use us in a powerful way. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, give him that companionship and that friendship, Jesus. Give him companionship and friendship that he can live with, that he can walk with, that he can value and appreciate and love. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. The value of love and the gratitude of God, the faithfulness of God, that rise up in his life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Gratitude. Thanks for gratitude. Give us more gratitude. Help us to increase the gratitude, God. We all need it. If we had more of it, I think we'd have more increase in multiplication. I really do. It's a really, really big thing for tonight. All right, I'm going to be right back in a minute. Give me just a moment. Be right back. It's Thursday night, and we took communion tonight. We didn't have video show because I've totally redone the video, set up, connected all together. It's kind of like stuck together with tape, sort of. You know, not literally, but typologies. And so now that I see this going to work, I'm going to labor at putting it all together in a permanent sense. And connecting everything, doing everything, you know, revamping everything, you know, organizing it, prepping it, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this, I ordered a part that, you know, I kept waiting for it. Then it got delayed in Memphis, Tennessee. It got delayed in Memphis somehow or another. And then finally got here today, too late today for me to add it and do all the stuff. So pray for me as I do all that. I just thought I'd be on today for sure. Doing video, below the door post, plus other things. We're going to start picking up the video a little bit more by the grace of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Pray with me about all that, please. Okay. I think that's it for tonight. I'll call it a night. It's been great. Thank you for your love for PGN. And what, you know, it's amazing what God's doing here. I mean, we're all kind of all over the place. But God's doing a very, if you pay attention, if you're able to pay attention and be closer and hear the show, what's really happening. It's truly amazing what God is doing. It's truly, truly amazing. And, it's almost unbelievable sometimes. It's just amazing to me. So join in if God gives it to you. Be a part if God, you know, gives it to you to be a part, and we'll go places with God in ways that I think have never been done before in the earth. I really think it's where we're headed, and I'm extremely excited about it. If you can't tell, it's very real. Yeah, very, very real. We're going to call it a night tonight. Sorry for the video thing. Thought I would have it for sure, and, you know, if the part didn't come in on time, where I can mess with it, put it together, and do it. And it didn't. Came in today, of all days. And it was delayed, so I don't know what the deal is with that, but thank God I haven't got a chance to try it to make sure it does work, right? That we're working on it, so it's really happening. All right, y'all. I'm going to call it a night tonight. Thank you very much for being with us. Let's see here. What are we doing? There we are right there. So if you need prayer for anything, you can text me at 214-505-8719. And I think that's basically it. Y'all can have a great weekend. And no more prayer requests. I got everything. Hallelujah. All right, y'all, thank you very much, and we're getting up a little early tonight again, so this is really cool and amazing, and we will one wanted to do more video, like I said, more video shows, adding it to Blog Talk, where you just go to the website and click on and, you know, do both or whatever. So that's what's happening, and we're working hard at it. We're going to put a lot of hours in it. It's a lot of fun. It's a blast. It's been a blast. No complaints over here about all that. I'm loving it. All right, you guys, thank you very much, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon. And God bless you, and what some great words tonight, man. It's amazing what God's speaking. I'm hearing the Lord speak at a different level or something. You don't notice that? I am. So I'm the one who it comes out of my mouth, and I recognize a higher level of victory or something. I've been having dreams. I had a dream one night. I can tell you about this dream I had a couple of weeks ago. I was in a dream with this in this large church. I was in this large church. And I was kind of sitting pretty close to up front. And for some reason, the pastor of this really large church walked up to me and had a friend sitting next to me and handed me his card. And it was an old card. Like, and then my friend said, yeah, that's his real number or something. That's his real information. And it was old. I noticed he handed me an old card. I thought, this guy has a huge church. He's got this old card. You know, it looked clean and pretty, but it was just old. You could tell it was an old, made a long time ago or something. And my friend sitting next to me leaned over to me and says, yeah, that's his real address, and that's his real information. And I kind of went, okay. Like, I didn't even know what it was. And the card just stuck out like, you know, like big time. Like, why is this, you know, very blessed man of this large church handed me his card? It's old. My friend says that it was his real name and real address and real. It was like a direct connect or something, you know. And God knows I'm not into, you know, big churches or small churches. I think we got the church, and I've done a lot of church, so I'm off of the church. But anyway, and then my friend was handed some. Look like blades, like, you know, fan blades, like when a fan, you know, in the ceiling fan. And they look like wings or something. I don't know what it was. It looked like it was wings. He got his wings. And then the dream ended like that. Like, that was it. So I knew it was cool. And God was trying to show me, I think he's showing me his favor, that he's bringing me favor, you know, at a new level. Because this pastor, I don't really know that I knew this pastor was, but I'm just sitting there, you know, getting ready for the service, I guess, in a huge church. And he walks right up to me in front of everybody. He did it in front of everybody, like everybody's watching. And he handed me that special card, old card. Yeah, very interesting. His real address, my friend said, his real name, his real phone number. Oh, okay. Whatever that means. Yeah, so the favor of God, with leadership maybe, I really don't know. When you're a prophet, you don't really care whether you have any of that or not. Honest to God, it's your, like, you just do your work and you do your thing, do what God's done, and that's it. You don't even consider needing any of that other stuff. Right, honestly, you really do. That's what I do. So thankful for that. Yep, glad I thought about that. I got that dream. Out there. So awesome. All right, you guys, we love you guys, and we will talk to you later. Nobody else is doing anything, so we're going to call it a night, and we will see you guys Monday, maybe on video. I don't know. We'll see. Bye.